Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Cushy Radio. My name is Allie Laube, and I am the host of this show as well as the associate editor of Cushy Entertainment. We host inclusive and accessible events in so-called Vancouver. It has been an exhausting week. It has been an incredibly exhausting week for everyone, I feel. On Turtle Island, anyone watching what's been happening in the news? We saw an enormous protest earlier this week, at the Vancouver Art Gallery, organized by Black Vancouver, in support of decrying police brutality against innocent Black people. It's been hard, immeasurably harder for our Black listeners, Black Canadians, who are out there on the front lines fighting and organizing. We were at that protest yesterday, some members of our staff, and we've released a statement. We wholeheartedly stand with the movement, with the Black Lives Matter movement, and we recommend that everybody does research and does what they can to help. What you can do is you can check out a bunch of funds that are available. There's bail funds, there's funds for Regis, and there's funds for George Floyd. Do a little bit of research, and you'll find everything you need. If you follow me personally on Instagram, I'm also doing my best to share as much information as I can about relief efforts and support efforts. My handle is smallest_princessa on Instagram. On that note, I'd like to make a bit of a point of what we're going to listen to today. What I've chose for you guys is very intentional. We're gonna start off by listening to some of my favorite voices in the community of Black musicians making political music. These songs are partially local and partially people that Cushy has worked with in the past, and then there's some celebrities in there, people who are a little bit bigger than the folks that we usually work with, who I'd still like to give a platform to and to share with you today. We're also going to have a very special interview on the show today, which I am, oh god, so excited about. It was such a nice treat to be able to do this. We're going to have an interview with Backwash, Backxwash, a musician who's since moved away from Vancouver but who worked with us on Glitterball, Cushy's ever first festival. She is incredible. She's a Zambian trans woman living in Canada and making rap music that has attracted enormous commercial success. She's been called out on Needle Drop, in a good way. She's been featured as the front page artist for hip hop on Bandcamp. She has a stupidly long list of accolades, and her new record, God Has Nothing to Do With This, Leave Him Out of It, is legendary. So about midway through this show, we're going to have that interview with Ashanti, also known as Backwash. Then we're going to cap it off with a few more voices that Ashanti is a fan of. And we're going to listen to one deep cut that's very special. It was a long preamble, but I felt it was necessary. We're going to start with a song called In My Head by Teyon Gibbs, who is local. Teyon is one of the most eloquent writers that I know in this city. He has a beautiful way with words, and this song is fantastic. He just released a brief music video for this song on his Instagram, Teyon Gibbs. The name of this song is In My Head, Part 1.
Yeah. Yeah. My mind told me my answers were hidden knowledge. My pastor told me his vision would reach a prophet. I thought I could have them both from what I learned in college. And now I question why I'm counting debt in commas. Damn. They tell me I should trust the process. But how I trust the process, all I see is losses. How I kill the demons, all they wear is crosses. How they killing niggas, but let's believe in progress. Then, Philando look just like my brother. Sandra looked just like my mother. They told me not to live with color, but Sandra looked just like my mother. Damn, and ain't shit changed. Kill another nigga with a chain. We are not the same. Tell me how you living through the pain. Tell me how you living through the pain. Yeah. Modern day slaves, you ain't hustling the field and you working for a grave. Yeah. Modern day slaves, if you ain't working in the field, they gon' put you in the grave. Yeah. Modern day slaves, if you ain't hustling the field and you working for a grave. Yeah. Modern day slaves, if you ain't working in the field, they gon' put you in the grave.
That was In My Head, Part 1, by Teyon Gibbs, a Vancouver local. Because she worked with Teyon Gibbs earlier this year when we had a show at Fortune Sound Club. And god damn does he deliver. He's great. Everyone check him out. The next song we're going to listen to today is from a friend of mine. Someone who I met through Cushy and I wasn't friends with until we had a show with him. McKinley Dixon, who's from Virginia, is... I would call him a rap artist, but he also takes a lot of really interesting inspirations from a bunch of other areas. He has a huge sounding band. They do really complicated breakdowns. They play around with a lot of different styles. And when I first saw McKinley Dixon perform live, I was like floored. Floored so hard that I messaged all my friends about it. I was like, oh my god, you guys missed the craziest artist from Virginia. He's fucking amazing. And he put out a new record this year that was equally as good. But I'm gonna play the first song I ever heard by McKinley on the show today. The song's called Bare Knuckle. It's off of a beautiful, beautiful album by McKinley Dixon called Who Taught You to Hate Yourself. If you're into McKinley, I would recommend you check him out on Spotify because he's always releasing new content and he has so much to say. This man is a poet and a dear friend. This is Bare Knuckle by McKinley Dixon.
With the mentality of a note on a violin, piercing your ears, you beautifully move something within. Gasping all sounds executed skillfully, blown away by the imagery from my symphony. Rows of orchestration inside of my mind, play perfect harmony, every note is a sign to a certain story, memory of all the above. So my music's played better when the crowd shows love. Bookshelves, literature, littered with quotes. Words can't evoke the feeling caught up inside of my throat. When you blame a black boy for the life that he lives, say it's the reason for a two in his lid, three in his chest, and one in his leg. Stop shooting back, I beg. Big dreams floating all around in his head. Black in America, as hard as it is, why we gotta make it more difficult for these kids?
Block for block, this is shot in the dark. Would you see the light, even though we're a street apart? From their position, these little kids with no other options given, forced to do what they usually wouldn't. But when it came down to it, Batman was loose. So block for block, would you find it in your heart to forgive the time you heard your first gunshots?
With rapping the beats, my artificial, you artificial, your rapping is weak. Weak rapping, beat smacking your beak. Keep flapping, I beat breaks off geeks. Complete street action. My speech elite, unique, chatting the worst. Shall inherit the earth, you meek bastard. Hey, respect the pin game. P rep, decep, inspect your main shame. Little wife beater, back of the bus, drunk, fucking civil rights leader. I'm on MLK, BLVD, in the CLK, God. spray shots as you're not. Marvin Gaye got shot by his pops. Slam a team and smirk Earth, cause you play tambourine in church, bitch.
That was Bare Knuckle. I'm McKinley Dixon. I fucking love that song. I fucking love it. It swings the whole way through. So that was McKinley Dixon. He is also a fantastic live performer. So if you ever see him on a bill somewhere, show up. He prowls around stage, and I don't think I've ever made such intense eye contact with a performer before. He walks up to you and, like, looks you dead in the fucking face. It's great. I love his intensity. Next up, we're going to listen to an artist I've already played on here, but for the purpose of sharing Black voices that have really strong and interesting narratives to share, I'm going to play Hawaii Mighty again. She's also Canadian. She's from Toronto. And I recently had an interview with her on the show here on Cushy Radio, and I'm writing a piece on her for Discorder. But that's only because I genuinely believe in her, and I love this record. This is off of an album called 13. The track is called 13 by Hawaii Mighty.
By stats, prison is a gold mine camp with no buybacks. Nigga, it's a wizard in the system holding all my blacks. It started in 1640, shackles around my ankles. Melanin meant that I can't go to schools or read, cause who's gonna serve my master? Also, the pastor described all my people as the sheep who exist to upkeep the land. We feed the economy, creep all the crops, but then feed on it modestly, consciously knowing you're lesser than. And lighter skin means that you're better now. So you in the house taking whips and probably dick, cause well, you a fetish now. Meanwhile, I'm grateful for all that I'm given. I'm picking this cotton in rhythm. I pray for a lot of the living. Escaping is probably a sin, and if God ever finds out that I want my freedom, well damn, then God's gonna call in the rap. Two horses with opposite maps. Those nooses, they up in the trees and I'm hanging, but I'll never fall like my pants. Then came the 13th Amendment, written in 1865. It says, slavery is over. Except it's pay for doing crime. And then the things that they made illegal are things you associate with people who now education isn't equal. And they getting paid enough to eat, so we stealing and jugging and shit. We need to be fully equipped. The system, the new slave master, brought in to stop us and bullying shit. Cause before we were stealing and jugging, the laws we was breaking was loitering. We go to the bend and we can't pay the fine. Now the jail is who your employer is. This voyage is super intentional. You used to be students in medical. The Moors and indigenous blacks were the smartest and honestly truest professionals, literally teaching you about chemicals. My history isn't viewed on a pedestal. Try to tell me only few of my ancestors had anything to offer. If we wasn't strong, you would never bother. If we wasn't awesome, you never put all of your resources in just to get to conquer. If we ain't a problem, then why would you want all the youngins who black not to have a father? Cause slavery showed black youth for mad years that whiteness is right. Your ma getting fucked, your dad getting whipped, but white is the light. And sometimes master blesses you for being a good slave and kills you off if you a bad one. So black mothers tell their daughters fuck the master, and they tell their sons they can't run. Mama raised the girls independent, and she raised her boys out of fear. These days black women representing the struggle that these black boys trying to clear. Man, we have so much work to do.
That was 13 by Hawaii Mighty. We're done listening to poetry for a little while here. Now we're going to get into our interview with Backwash. If you weren't listening at the beginning of this show, let me tell you a few things about Backwash. Her actual name is Ashanti. And she, first of all, is one of the sweetest people I've ever worked with through Cushy. She performed at our first Glitter Ball. That was our first music festival ever with Cushy Entertainment. She blew me away then, and she's blown me away since. Backwash has risen up in a really astounding way in the Canadian music industry. She has this witchy, dark, powerful, angry vibe to her that is so unique in this music landscape that people are paying attention. And I'm so glad to see her success because she deserves it. Her music is incredible. Her image is amazing. And she is a good goddamn person. So it's an honor to be able to interview her and to be able to talk about her music on this show today. The most recent record that Ashanti put out came out last month. It's called God Has Nothing to Do With This, Leave Him Out of It. If that sounds extremely religious, it's because it actually comes from a place of extreme religiosity. Ashanti grew up Christian. We're going to talk about that today. We're also going to talk about how her identity as a black trans woman in Canada influences her music, influences this album. It's really fascinating stuff, and Ashanti opens up to me in this interview in ways that I never anticipated. I hope you guys enjoy it. First of all, we're going to listen to a song by Backwash. This is the first song on the record. Amazing, because usually first songs are very bad, but I love this song. It's the title track. It's called God Has Nothing to Do With This, Leave Him Out of It. It's using a Led Zeppelin sample. You'll hear in the very beginning, oh no, God, please, God, help me. That's actually not from a horror movie like I thought. But the title is from a horror movie, which we will also talk about after the break. This is God Has Nothing to Do With It, Leave Him Out of It by Backwash.
Cross my heart and hope to die. I wish blood on my enemies. For any penance I'm leaving out of this sentence. And it's not revenge if it evens out the demons out. I won't pretend I'm not screaming loud at the people now. I'm out the vodka, how I deal with insecurity. The purity is how I see abusers flinging moves at me. It takes me back to almost jumping off the ceiling while pumped on all the pills and almost lunging off the building. Mama keep telling me to ask the Lord for forgiveness. I want war with these bitches. I want corpses and weapons in the morgue. I'm the story that Dr. Crawley envisioned. I want horrible things if there's no recourse for my sin. So caution to win. I show no remorse in the end. I'm not for amends. I'm cautious from the awful events. It's awful again. But this time before I do it, I clean my fucking room so when they find me, I'll be.
TCR
TR
101.9
FM broadcasting
live from
Unceded Musqueam
Territory in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada.
We are talking today about Backwash, the project that you've been working on for I think a couple years now, but I'd actually love for you to give me like a full history of Backwash.
I started when I came to Montreal and tried to figure out my identity and stuff. I was like getting back into rapping as well as trying to figure out who I was. So I kind of came at the perfect place because like the two worlds of myself and the type of music I wanted to make or was experimenting with were kind of developing at the same time. Over like the past few years, it was a quest to find, you know, what my actual sound was in terms of my rap voice, in terms of aesthetic, in terms of the music, especially the production. It's finally at a point where it's reached something, essentially.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've seen such huge successes this year. I mean, you were featured by Needle Drop. I think you were on the front page of Bandcamp, right?
Yeah, for like all like hip hop, which is awesome.
What do you think was the turning point for you where you were like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to be.
During like, I guess my earlier 20s, I had all like sorts of self-confidence pulled out of me. And, you know, I was essentially just a shell. And getting back into this music was also trying to gain back that self-confidence. Even though it's not as much or as there, it's kind of still an improvement from when I first started. So I think all of this was just like a path to getting, to try and gain self-confidence to a point where it can be usable. And just being more vulnerable and open and honest about myself.
It's been so great to watch you really step into that confidence. And I can see it just as someone who's been following your career for the past couple of years. Like, I can see that change. Like, your energy is that you are a bad bitch who is not to be fucked with. And I think that's great. I think it suits you so well. So, I mean, I'd love to go back to some of the stuff you said, but can you tell me a little bit about why you find so much power in, like, the feminine mystique and in magical realism?
It's almost as if it was something that I wasn't able to do freely when I was, you know, younger. And once you're able to, like, more freely express yourself, it feels like nobody can take that away from you, no matter what, you know? And I just think there's, like, power in that because it's, like, you own it yourself and there's nobody that can challenge you for that because it's yours. With the magic, it was kind of like a rebellion from how I was brought up. I was brought up like really in a really Christian environment. It was just very, very like Christian. That was like my whole like childhood to teenage was just like me being like this staunch Christian. And being able to ask questions when you grow up and be like, well, I don't think that's right. Well, I don't. Why is this way and not the other way? And you start going back into what your tribe teaches, and it's more like, you know, African spiritualism, but other people would call it magic. I wouldn't fight, I guess, that term essentially. So yeah, other people call it magic, and you know, you just embrace that more, and there's power in listening to like ancestors and stuff like that. Like, they give you power. So I think the project is almost like just a rebellion of like everything that has been taught to me.
I'm interested to hear about how these traditional practices that you started doing more research into factor into your work. If I remember correctly, you're from Zambia, right?
Yeah, I'm from Zambia.
You mentioned you were going back to what your tribe used to practice. Are there any like specific cultural practices that you have used when you're making music as backwash for inspiration?
I'm half Tumbuka, half Chewa. That is, my dad is a Tumbuka, my mom is a Chewa. And, you know, the sonics behind it and the ceremonies behind it and what different spirits mean. An example is the Chewa have Gulewamukulu, which is a ceremony where somebody dresses up as like an evil spirit and, you know, runs around the place and people have to, you know, get away from the evil spirit. And in the end, it kind of shows that even in turmoil, there's like some sort of like healing that comes after it. I get a lot of inspiration from, you know, such concepts and, you know, the duality between good and evil in traditional tribes also exists. And, you know, if you're going through like an internal struggle, you can relate to like some of the narratives and, you know, some of the songs and some of the healing that takes place.
I think that the way that you make your music seems very thoughtful. So do you want to tell me a little bit about this most recent record and how you think it might represent some sort of departure from other stuff you've done?
This is, I guess, the most vulnerable it's ever gone in the project. There were some, you know, vulnerable songs before, but they were, you know, a bit surface level, weren't going deep enough. And with this project, I think it's past the threshold of holding anything back and, you know, just putting it out for everybody to listen. And that also goes with the production too. I think the production, I've kind of honed in on the type of sound that I want when I'm doing the production. Having those two worlds come together is a moment which says, this is the type of music that I want to make. I think I finally got it. And I want to perfect it before, you know, I try to move somewhere else. I think this is what I've been working towards ever since the beginning, because there were elements of this even in the earlier projects. And I think this is where the execution of the elements kind of fits right.
The name of the record is God Has Nothing to Do with This, Leave Him Out of It. Why did you decide to name the album that as well as the opening track?
The album title came from this movie called Veronica, which is about the first recorded police written testimony that included paranormal spirits. It's about, you know, this girl that used to play around with Ouija boards. And in the movie, she was talking to a nun, and the nun said those words, you know, God has nothing to do with it, leave him out of it. And I just thought it was like the dopest thing I've ever like heard in my life. I looked over to like Chachi, my friend, and I was like, that's going to be my album title. You know, I kept on like saying it over the next few days, and I was like, yeah, no, this is right. So, and it just fit the theme of what I was trying to do, because it's kind of tongue in cheek, because I'm saying God has nothing to do with it, leave him out of it. But, you know, God had everything to do with my upbringing. You know, even though I've left that chapter behind, played like a staple role. And the first song kind of shows like this eternal struggle, and it takes me to like a really, really dark place that I haven't gone to. You know, sometimes it shows up, but not at that intensity. I just thought that was right to name that the title track.
One of my favorite things about your brand, because you definitely have one, is the horror influences. And, you know, I have been in love with horror my whole life. I totally naturally, intuitively understand the being drawn to it. But what does it mean to you, you know? What does all of this dark and kind of violent and mysterious imagery mean to your artistic practice?
It allows and gives me a medium to express uncomfortable situations. I think it's a perfect medium for that. I'm thinking like, you know, how Midsommar on the surface is just like a really trippy but scary movie, but it's got like a hidden message under it, you know? It's like Get Out has got so much symbolism behind it, and it's also like, you know, kind of scary. And, you know, I like that about horror movies, and I feel like horror is a good medium to kind of express uncomfortable topics in a very concrete and creative way.
I always imagined, and I know that this is part of why I'm so drawn to horror, that another thing that's great about uniting horror and identity politics is that you get to discuss dysmorphia. And that's something that I've picked up, at least I've interpreted your lyrics that way, in some of your songs. How do you think dysmorphia is related to that connection between you and, like, horror?
One of the songs from the project is Into the Void. And even though it's not necessarily about dysmorphia, it kind of puts you in a paranoid mind state. And that could be due to some of your dysmorphia as well, because you don't know how people are looking at you. And just the idea that horror is able to, you know, bring forth these uncomfortable situations and messages to the audience, I think sky's the limit in terms of what you'd like to talk about.
That song is so stark to me lyrically. It's like, I feel like out of all the songs on the record, that's the one that really captivated me in the lyrics the most, because it feels so personal. And like you said, extremely vulnerable. And I think vulnerability is really important on this album. God has nothing to do with this, leave him out of it. So do you want to kind of speak to like what you're trying to say with this record?
I'm trying to forgive. I'm trying to see if I deserve forgiveness or do other people deserve forgiveness and what does forgiveness look like in that light? The last, I guess, song, Redemption, kind of caps it off and, you know, tries to ask all of these questions after I've gone through like my own personal hell, essentially. If you forgive those people that, you know, hurt you in the past, or if I hurt somebody in the past, what's the likelihood that those people are going to try to hurt me again, you know? So what does like forgiveness look like in that light? I think at the core of it, this is just like me overcompensating for the amount of sadness and stuff that I feel. It's going to definitely come up more because the more vulnerable that I am, the more that I'm probably going to overcompensate for everything else. So that could be like, you know, the way I'm trying to come off in the songs and or maybe the way that I'm trying to sound when I'm rapping. And I think that's by design. When I'm rapping as Backwash, I have more confidence than I actually have, mostly because I know what's at the core of it.
I feel like we also have to talk a little bit about current events. How do you feel right now as an artist making music in Canada? Like, what is it like for you to be one of the very few voices like your own in the music industry?
Being who I am, these are like personal experiences to me as well. You know, when you walk somewhere, you're going to get harassed. No matter how you look or no matter how you want to be perceived, the police don't really care and they're going to stop you. And that the frustration definitely comes up. I think the way the Montreal scene sees me as a rapper, I don't think I'm really like included in their definition of like a rapper or something like that. You know, I think I just bring like something different, not just like in terms of the music, but in terms of just how I look and who I am. It hurts to say it, but people do feel weird about it. People are weirded out by free expression, it seems. And, you know, at the beginning of this project, getting booked was, like, so difficult. Like, you know, to even just, like, no matter how much skill I tried to show, getting booked was just, like, something that was very hard for me. There's this place called The Cypher. The Cypher was cool because I would just, you put your name up there, you go up there and rap. So if I wanted to practice, that was, like, the place that I would go because I would just like put my name up there, go up there and rap. But you know, you get this other side of people that want to tokenize you but don't even want to respect who you are. Like, what's going on here? Like, I'm probably here only because like I'm the only like trans rapper, you know.
Yeah, I naturally would expect that navigating the Canadian arts industry would be different for you, not only as a Black trans woman making rap music, but also as someone who moved to Canada. I kind of want to move on to ask you a positive question. What is your favorite thing about Backwash?
I guess how it's developed and the amount of friendships I've been able to make over the whole journey. Shout out to the Black Dresses and the people that contributed to this album, because not only did they contribute, they're also like friends. And it's been really difficult to be able to trust to make friends again after what I suffered in the past. So this is kind of like, you know, this is okay. And I'm very grateful for them.
You keep alluding to something that happened in the past that was really difficult for you, or something that you had to overcome from when you were younger. Can you give me any idea of what that was?
I put a content warning about suicide. In 2014, I kind of had this like, a bad relationship with a few people around me. You know, it felt as if my life was collapsing around me. So I just made a plan that I was going to go at the like end of the year. And, you know, it's ridiculous. I wasn't even really caring about anything. I was like, oh, I got debts. Like, you know, that won't really matter because I'm going to do this like at the end of the year. It's like October 2014. And I go few more months to go, you know, after like a few like failed attempts before, I was like, oh, this time for sure, I'm going to do it. Then, you know, my brother came through all the way from like Zambia, and he was starting school there. So I was like, oh, you know, I can't do it now because I gotta make sure like he's all right. So maybe after like he can stand on his like 2 feet, you know, that's when I do it. Then became like 3 months, didn't do it. 6 months, didn't do it. A year passed, didn't do it. You know, 2 years, didn't do it. And, you know, that, I guess, just made me, like, continue going on and on. And that's how I fell away from attempting that plan.
Wow, thank you for sharing that with me. And I'm so happy that you're still here with us.
Oh, yeah, thank you. The lyrics in, like, the first song of the album kind of, you know, paint that whole situation. This is the part in the song which says it takes me back when I was jumping up the ceiling, or pumping out the pills and almost lunging up the building. Kind of just, you know, paints me like when I was right there. Album starts with one of my darkest moments to kind of ending with a bit of optimism.
That's great, though. And it feels like a journey. I think that if your plan for the future is to keep getting more epic, you're on your way. So I'm very, very excited to see what comes out of Backwash.
Thank you.
Yeah, and honestly, like, so proud to have worked with you. And I really hope that we keep working with you at some point in the future when life feels semi-normal. Can we expect you to ever come visit us in Vancouver, even if it's 5 years down the line?
I told, like, Entertainment Forever, I want to exclusively, like, work with them when it comes to, like, music videos and stuff. So I'll be there, like, a bunch.
Sweet. That's amazing. Yeah, and I can't wait to see you when you come through.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Before we go, Ashanti, is there anything else that you want to talk about in regards to Backwash or upcoming things that you want to plug?
I've got a live stream on the 7th that people can tune into. And aside from that, no. Thank you very much for talking to me.
There you have it. That was my interview on behalf of Cushy Entertainment with Backwash. I hope you guys liked it. I'm very proud of that one. I think it taught me a lot about her and her music, and has given me some really cool new insight for when she drops her new stuff. By the way, totally insane that she released a record last week and she's already working on a new EP. But keep your eyes peeled. It's Backwash. On that note, we are going to listen to Into the Void by Backwash, one of my favorites by her.
Well, you know, Jesus didn't die for us so we could be halfway between two places. He didn't die for us so we could not exactly be a total mess or a failure anymore, but yet never really be victorious either. And a lot of people, I think, get stuck somewhere in the middle, and they've got too much of God to go on. Yeah. To go back, but not enough of God
backwards
to go on. And so it's very important to me that I do whatever part I can do with the calling on my life to help people be all the
I'm trying to sell myself and I will do it by myself. I don't trust a soul and I don't need no fucking help. I'm paranoid that everybody's out to try and get me. I'm looking over shoulders as I'm passing through the deli. Maybe it's my skin or maybe it's the way I dress. I'm tearing up my limbs and I won't make it to the next. I'm walking down the street and I'm anticipating death. All because the motherfucker looked at me, I said, I go into the void. Fuck! I go into the void. Into the void. Fuck! I go into the void.
Everybody, that was Into the Void by Backwash off of her new record, God Has Nothing to Do with It, Leave Him Out of It. Ashanti is a Canadian Zambian artist, and she is my rock. I hope she's doing well today. Next up, we're going to listen to Quaydash. Quaydash is another fantastic black trans rapper who I've been meaning to put on the show for ages and ages and ages, but now seems like a great time to give her a leg up, because when I found her, I was surprised that I didn't know her sooner. She was one of those artists that I was like, how did I have a blind spot for you? This is exactly the kind of shit that I love. This is Queen of New York by Quaydash. That's Quaydash. Afterwards, we're going to go into one more song that Ashanti recommended, and then we're going to do our deep cut. This is Queen of New York by Quaydash.
I got it. Check it. Vintage outfit, makeup and hair done, jeans and blouse shit. Correct the chick quick if she try and doubt shit. I'm a homewrecker, I'll fuck your spouse, bitch. Gagging real good with the strap and the pistol. Turn his ass over, I'ma see what that whip do. Ain't to worry about what them balls and that dick do. Got this nigga hard like a number two pencil. I'm into making niggas beg for the coochie. Eat my ass good, buy me gifts out of Gucci. Let the bitch smoke, buy me 50 cent Lucy's. And I ain't never talking to a nigga in a hoodie. Lessy, looking real sexy, filling on my tux, singing that he wanna bless me. Sorry, little daddy, but your car looking sketchy. Hope for your fun so I can shop with my bestie. Hit the Fifth Ave, Bentley coupes and Fendi bags. Get door dressed, wait for the cab. Yeah, I'm feeling sick. Got a tight jean on the hip. Heading to the scene on the dip. Now they taking pics. All up in my face, I'm pissed. $50 each for a flick. Glow with Kim and Kiss. On the dance floor in the mix. If you the host, then put me on your list. These hoes can't compete cause I'm fly. Mad as fuck every time I walk by. But they can't fuck with the Quay. D-A-S-H, Queen of N-Y. These hoes can't compete cause I'm fly. Mad as fuck every time I walk by. But they can't fuck with the Quay. D-A-S-H, Queen of N-Y. Nigga, fuck the predicament. I'm the reason you're moving all of your ligaments. If you're not feeling my flows, my rhythms then, why you bopping your head with all your niggas then? I know you dig my style, my flows. Rapping ill bars, that's the way shit go. Rapping BX and fuck 5-0. I need to buy the brick at that Pacino. Cause I'm ready to sell it. Making y'all niggas jealous. Ain't no shit you can tell it. Rolling L's with the fellas, huh? Who you loving, who you wanna be hugging? Singing that she was your wife and she really your cousin. Y'all niggas bugging, y'all on that shit. So put the pipe down, take a drink and sip. I gotta go now, will you please don't trip? And 1, 2, 3, get the fourth them dips. These hoes can't compete cause I'm fly. Mad as fuck every time I walk by. But they can't fuck with the Quay. D-A-S-H, Queen of N-Y. These hoes can't compete cause I'm fly. Mad as fuck every time I walk by. But they can't fuck with the Quay. D-A-S-H, Queen of N-Y. And 1, 2, 3, get the fourth them dicks. And 1, 2, 3, get the
the poor them dicks.
That was Queen of NY by Quay Dash. That song is so great. I love her energy. I love her vibe. She's a fantastic artist. And if you like that style, she's pretty cohesive in what she puts out. I'd recommend you give her a look. Quay Dash. The next song we're going to listen to is the last one we're going to listen to before we go into our deep cut segment, where I give you guys a song that you almost certainly haven't heard. This next song is one of Ashanti from Backwash's absolute favorites. It's called Show Shot by the Lady of Rage, who is an icon. If you haven't listened to the Lady of Rage yet, you need to. She has music that came out a very long time ago, all things considered, but she never stopped being important, and she never stopped being interesting and diverse in what she can do as an artist. This song is a little bit of a fun track in comparison to a lot of what she does. She does a lot of stuff that sounds harder, but I wanted to leave us on a bit of a more uplifting note before we go into our deep track. So here's a fun party bop. This is Show Shot by the Lady of Rage.
Yikes!
Uh-huh. Right back at ya. The lady of rage still remain the undisputed. Still hear them seas like, I begin like this with the wicked ass flow. Something for you whack MCs to think about to know. What? You better be on point. What? You better be on deck. You better be strapped and buckled down, cause I'm a wreck like the hippo. I pop suckers like sickle, like tickle. You fancy like Nancy, yeah, Wilson, get ill, son. Rocket from Farmville, Tilden Project. When I rap, so step like stairs or prepare for the levitator. To what? To mount up on that ass like Warren G, the regulator. I won't hesitate to put a sucker on his back. I don't hesitate to take a sucker out like that. I close my eyes and dig deep into myself. Come up with that shit that's hitting harder than belts. Cause I'm spanking, banking MCs off the backboard. Smack another hit from the back door. It's that show shot shit I release. MCs from the west and the east to get the motherfucking peace. Cause it ain't where you from, it's where you get. And the Liverpool attack. It's that show shot shit I release. MCs from the west and the east can get a motherfucking piece. Cause it ain't what you promised, where'd you get? And the Liverpool attack is where my ammo now is. Now they call me Rage cause I rush and come down like a hammer. Live living get driven by vocal vehicular grammar. Untouched, the walls come crumbling down. You get clutched and my clutch is 50 feet from the ground. Fatally feminine, poisonous enough to extinct. Cities of war flood the valley, so all the Cali sinks. I come stomping like Snoop, hit the NY next. I ain't pumping up that shit between the east and the west. I use my pen for precision, perfectly put the uses. Metaphoric phrases, spitting like deuce deuces. Continuous and strenuous, crafty and shady. Brothers notice me like Jodeci, now the everyday lady. I put it to you like this, you can despite me, dislike me. I mix money like Spike Lee, you either wanna be me or be just like me. I'm nasty, nicey, no shiesty. So cold, I'm icy, so throw them dice, G. It's that short shot shit I release. MCs from the west and the east can get the motherfucking peace. Cause it ain't where you're from, it's where you get. And the Liverpool attack is where my ammo is at. It's that show shot shit I release. MCs from the west and the east can get the motherfucking peace. Cause it ain't where you're from, it's where you get. And the Liverpool attack is where my ammo is at. Now I speak with expertise and any heifer won't beef. I be that A1 sauce on your lips like gloss. I eat suckers as my entree. Rage got the bomb bay. I can totally reckon I ain't playing with a full deck. It's just this ace in your face. From earth to outer space, uh-huh. Give me space, room to breathe. Roll up my sleeves, it's a breeze, huh? Blowing up the spot like infrared dots on your notch. You're knocking, lyrical murderer, a rockin' robin. I be dishing out that puttin', uh-huh. While you suckers pussy footin', be acting. But I ain't got time for theatrics. My grooves be crushing. Shitty MCs, I be flushing down the commode as I explode. Hop back and reload. Ride a beat until they say whoa. Then they tell me, mama, don't hurt me no more. I'm strictly about them skills on the rilla. Strictly about this motherfucking MC cold killer. From the
down now. Look a cool murderer. With the seas like what? I'm on now. Ain't a damn thing changed. I still remain the ill reputed. And just in case y'all forgot or just didn't know why.
That was Show Shot by Lady of Rage. And now we are going to talk about our deep cut for the day, one that I think is particularly meaningful. If you're not familiar with who George Floyd is, he was murdered by a white police officer in Minneapolis, which has incited, partially, the riots that we're seeing there and around the world right now in support of Black Lives Matter, in support of safety for Black people around the world, but particularly in the United States, where shit is going haywire, to put it lightly. George Floyd's family has created a fund that you can donate to support them. There are also several other funds, as I mentioned earlier in this conversation, that you can donate to that all address different issues. People need money to get out of jail. People need money to buy supplies. People need money to organize and to put things together. And they need money to take care of each other and to take care of their communities. If you're looking for a way to donate to the cause and to make a difference through donations, you should look up George Floyd Donations, Things to Do to Help. You'll find some links. Make sure that before you donate, you vet all of your sources. You make sure that you're donating to the right people. Don't be hasty about it. Make sure you're doing what you feel comfortable with and where you think your money will go the farthest. On that note, I'd also like to say, it's not just George Floyd who's been impacted by this. We know that. If you're interested in making a bigger, broader donation, I'd recommend that you look into other organizations locally that are making a difference, or organizations in the United States that really need help right now. I'm not going to spend the rest of the show listing off places you can put your money, but I do recommend that you look it up on your own. If you can, you can also do things like go protests. As we saw this week, we had a large-scale protest by the art gallery in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. If you're able to go to these things, it is absolutely pertinent that we show society at large that we will not stand for this. No justice, no peace. When I found out that Big Floyd was George Floyd, I knew I had to play this song on the show. George Floyd worked with DJ Screw on this track. This song is super fun, and I think it's amazing that we get to listen to George Floyd's music, hear his voice, raise him up in this way, as well as telling his story and doing what we can to help his family, his loved ones, and the broader Black community. The name of this song is Freestyle by Floyd and Screw.
Southsiders, prowling on the spiders. Haters try to knock us, but the Glock stay beside us. It's the Southsiders, prowling on the spiders. Haters try to knock us, but the Glock stay beside us.
Man, let me break off. I might sip the bar if the weed make me cough. It's the nigga down in the red like a sparrow. Chopping late night in the 10th Camaro. Me and Big Flo, we back door in snow. As soon as the sunset shows, lights are show. All my big birds, cause I'm standing for the third. Let me calm down for my body strapping nerves. I'm gon' just chill, with my brain relax. My partner Big Floyd just died on my back. And you gotta sip the Duke straight. Watch the world shake when they feel me on the tape. Me and Screw do what the niggas gon' do. I think they better take their ass back to fucking school. Cause I'm a damn artist, nice smoke a forest. Ride with the George and he's chopping like Doris. Own a brick house, the Trey got the clout. We showed up at the Mike Tyson bout. Hollered at the nigga and I chilled with too sharp. 32 ounce and I'm still on the spark. Back to the H, I'm real, never fake. I'm in my new topper so the ass don't shake. I'm all on the down, a trunk steady pound. Bro is going down so a ball shows some ground. Bells gon' shake, the bumper gon' recline. Score the pro and pose so I had to score some time. I had to break off so my skills on the floor.
Falling on the spiders, haters try to knock us, but the doctors stay beside us.
outsiders. Rolling on the spider. Haters try to knock us, but the clock stay with us. Mr. Deployed, and I think I'ma chill. The other day, called up, small time drug deal. Time to just take my skill, lay off on the kill. Keep it real with my mama, got a mansion on hill. Ain't worried about bills, eat four course meal. Five fingers on steel, got a safe full of squeal. Say you gotta be strong, ain't no need to shed tears. But fashion right before my eyes goes my goddamn career. Yeah, I think NBA, still smoking on hate. Riding candy red Hummer and I'm throwing them tray. Thinking marble flow, see through those, start to close. Gotta stay down in the road. Wanna ride, stride, coming through. If the floor is low down with my body screwed. Shorty Mac, smoke a bat with your boy. Candy red toy, pass it off, cause it's through.
This is for the players who never get texts in the game. Straight out that fame, putting it down for my name. It's a Darrow and I got a red pain so I can jet. I leave your whole corner wet when I mash you on your partner. Pistol playing with the Tech 9. I spread nigga by mines. Watch you recline as I crawl blowing pine. All through the time of the H, where boppers watch me floss, pop the top and sip eight straights on bars. Clip full of red toys. One big line, each team's banging, making noise. Acting bad, got a mad when I swing up the stock. Players off the south just to represent the spot. Cause it's the city where life can be shitty. Shopping hoes trying to act all sedated. But players keep striving, but gowns still surviving. Lucky 7 Alabama, and the Q steady hiding. All the birds in the third, home of the surge. Players steady lean, swinging, banging on your curb. Them haters try to knock, the hoes try to jock. But I stay in that ice.
That was Freestyle, AZ Sugar Hill, by George Floyd, also known as Big Floyd, and DJ Screw, legendary. That's all we have for today. This has been Cushy Radio. My name is Allie Laube. Thank you for listening. I'm really happy with the way today's show went, and I'd like to say that I do play a lot of music on this show that's made by Black people. I take in a lot of art and I'm influenced by a lot of art and culture made by Black people. And I recognize that the work done by Black people throughout society has progressed everyone's rights and has helped us create the world that we know today. In recognition of that, Cushy is also standing with the Black Lives Matter Vancouver movement, with the Black Lives Matter movement all around the world, with anyone who's trying to make a difference to make this world safer, fairer. If there's anything that you think we can do, if there's any sort of events that you would like to see come out of Cushy that respect social distancing practices, if there's anything you'd like to say to us, anything that you'd like us to do better, anything that you feel like you need to talk about, you can reach out to us. My personal Instagram handle is smallest_princessa, but you can follow Cushy Entertainment at Cushy with a C, that's C-U-S-H-Y Entertainment. Again, I'd like to say thank you for listening, and I hope that all of you can do something to support the people's movement during this time. We're seeing an uprising, history has seen many of them, and they can make change. Everyone stay safe out there, everyone take care of yourselves, and I'm going to be back again to talk to you on Cushy Radio next Wednesday at 5 p.m.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.